Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maron Imi Marasi Sheyechiu. The schus chayo chavit fege. Bas Michal Yehudis Basya. So shachol Yisrael. And the schus Moshe Rebbein Peshtim, right? So Moshe Mordechai. Matan Ben Sara. Arif Baruch. Arif Ben Shirin Sara Tzipora. And Rav Henech Dov Ben Lipsha and Esther Tila Bas Ariel Tzipora and Rav Yosef Ben Chana. We should all have Brius HaShleima. Perak Nigmar Adin Daf Mem Gimel on the base of Masechus Sanhedrin Yerachim Beis Haskila Keser Amos. When the person was being taken out to the base of Skila, there were 10 Amos Vayamalo Asvada, they said to him to be Misvada. She came there, call him Mumasim Misvada, and she called Misvada, Ishtachel Kalim Haba, because all the Mumasim, somebody, anybody who's killed, is, says Vidui, because anybody who says Vidui gets a Chelik in Olam Haba. So we find by Achan, etc., Minayin, Shekibra Lo Viduyav, Shinemar, and we bring a Pasuk that is Vidui is Mechaper. Menor de los Fazim, Amlo Amorate, Misasi Kapara, called on us, he doesn't know how to be Misvada. So we say to him, say that my Misa should be a Kapara, and all my Avonis should be the Omer. Yadel Shuhum Zumam, Amorate, Misasi Kapara, called on us, I chutz me Amon Zev. So if he knows that it was all a fabrication, it was all set up, so he should say that my Misa should be a Kapara, and all my Avonis except for this one. Only can you call Adam Omer, can't get the other nine. So I said, no, that's going to happen. Everyone's going to say this in order to cleanse his name. So you see the singing of Vidui before dying. And that if anyone gets Vidui, he gives his body, gets Olam Haba. And that the Gemara derives from Sukkim by Achan. So we see that there's a din v'chiyu Vidui v'chayvei Nisa is based in. V'gamrinan lamei Achan. And this is derived from Achan. That there is a chiyu Vidui by Chai ben Mises Beisdin, and Achan was Misvad and his Avonos with the Tzivui of Yehoshua. And we also learn from there that anybody who was Misvad as a Chelik in Olam Haba, that it says, Shekein Derech, etc., call him Misvad. These are two inyanim. So Shekein Derech, Shekol Mosim Misvadim, and Shekol Misvad, Shekol Chelik Olam Haba. These are two inyanim. Number one is Mitzvah Vidi ben Mosim. There's a mitzvah vidui that somebody who's mumas, somebody who's executed has to do vidui. And also anyone who does vidui has a chelik in Olam Haba. They're both learned from Achan, as we see from the Mishnah. And the difficulty is that in the second parak of Shabbos, it's Tanur Banish Chol Benat Alam, Asar Melo Asvad, Shkan Kol Masa Misvadin. And somebody who's chole, and he's not Alamas, we say it's say vidui, because anybody who's executed, it says vidui. So we see that this din of vidui is not a halach of chayvim mises based in, because it says that also somebody who's a chalav and not a lamas who's sick and he's then going to die. So what din vidui is somebody's going to die? That's equal to the din of the mumasim. And we say to the chayla his svade, she can't call a mumasim misvadim. So what does that? What do you mean, svade? She call a mumasim misvadim? You're not mumasim. Huh. You're just a chayla. Not you, this gentleman. He's just a choyle, he's not a mumas. So what pshat the Gemara that we say to him when he's choyle but not a lamus, we recommend him to say vidu, he should call him mumas and misvadim. So it looks like it's a din davkan chayvi mises based in, as it's derived from Achan, but you see not like that from the Gemara. You see it's a din in every sick person. Ayin barashi sham, barashash. Mitzarech Biur. So we're going to go in the derech of the Sefer Shiurim Sanhedrin of Hagoyin Reb Shmuel Markovitz Shlita, who's one of the Roshei Yeshiva in Ponovich. Huge, massive Talmud Chochem. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah that even Das Rabbanan de Rabbi Yehuda, who hold She'af Mishu Yodea Shehu Mizumam Eino Moitzi Mechal Vidu Yes Ovun She'olov Nerag. Even according to the opinion of the rabbis who argued with Rabbi Yehuda and who hold that even if somebody was set up and isn't guilty, he doesn't exclude from his vidui the sin on, for which he's being killed, that's only because everybody's going to say this to be menake himself, and then it's going to be hotzalas lazal batei dinim ve'al ha'edim, like we see in the Gemara 44b. Mevuar she'ein ze'ala takone, asher bemet ein makom klal levidui me'achar she'lefi da'ato mizumamhu. So this is just a takana, but otherwise there's no room for vidui, because as far as he's concerned, he was set up. This isn't he isn't guilty. In the Sefri Zuta, which is cited in the Yalkut Shemayni, Parshas Nasai, and also quoted in the Sefer HaMitzvah 73. The darshan of the pasuk Isha Isha Sheyasin Kol Chatos Adam, Zetcha Visvadu Es Chatosam, Zetcha Limo Mal, L'Rabos Kol Chayvei Misus Sheyisvadu. It's talking there about saying vidui when you do sins, so it includes there all Chayvei Misus, double lashon of Limo Mal, all Chayvei Misus have to be misvade. Yachol Afane Rogim Al Pizoyimimin, Al Medvaymar VeOshmo HaNefesh. I might even think that if someone is killed based on Edim, Zaymimin, Hamid Loimar Va'oshma HaNefesh. The soul is guilty, meaning if he's not guilty, he doesn't say Vidui. Only if he's guilty, he says Vidui. So we need a Pasuk to Pater and Nerag Alpi Zaymimin Me'ikar Din Vidui. L'chayra Tamu Me'oid. You need a Pasuk to say that he's not saying Vidui if he is innocent, if the Edim were false Edim. And this is difficult to understand. If he didn't sin, what would he be misvadan? And that he's misvadan, according to our sugya, it's not because he really has to be misvadan, it's because of a takana. Otherwise, everybody's going to try to clean their name. Sherei pshita shemeachar shelefi dvarav locha taklal v'nerag b'sheker. According to what he's saying, he's completely innocent. So what vidui is shaykh? We need a pasuk to pater an innocent person from the mitzvah of vidui. This is discussed by Rav Shach in the Ovi Ezri, in the 13th chapter of Sanhedrin, in the first halacha. Umuchach mea sifrit zuta. So we see from this Sifri Zuta, Akopanim and the Havamin of the Sifri Zuta, that the Din Vidui is part and parcel of the Din Misa Shel Chayvei Misus Beis Din. Lemo Ma, L'Rabos Kol Chayvei Misus Sheyisvadu. It's part of their Din Misa, they have to say Vidui. V'hainu. Sharei shekol amumosim misvadim eino dinu mitzvah be'alma ela shekach ne'amar hilchasa ve'etzem achiyu v'tzuras ha'misa didhu sheyu misvadim koidim ha'masosim. That all mumosim are misvadim is not stam a din in a mitzvah. But that's the halacha in the etzem chiyu v'tzuras ha-misa. That together with the misa, they're misvade. V'av she'eno ma'akev es kiyum din ha-misa she'bemechuyovim v'halo rotseach rotfim achrav kol adam uv'chol mita k'mo she'katuv b'Sanhedrin mem he amud beis Rambam perek yudalet halacha ches. וכן בכל מחויב מיסים יסרב לסבד הסייגו ולא וידוי, דה אין דין הוידוי מעקב. So, it's not מעקב. If he doesn't want to do vidui, he still kill him. A רוצח, you run after him, you kill him. Anybody can kill him if he's found guilty in the Beis Din. Sanhedrin 40, 45b, Rambam 14.8. And also anybody who's מחויב מיסה, if he doesn't want to be מסבדה there, what are you going to say? Okay. So we'll keep him alive. No. We won't keep him alive. It's not ma'akev, but that's the mitzvah of the Ne'erogim. that they're misvah de koydim hamasosim, and that's a prat mikol pirte dine arba misos. Uveze lule akrod va'oshma hanefesh. If not for that pasuk of the oshma hanefesh, we would have said shafilu shetoyin shehu mezumam. Even if this person would claim that the witnesses are false witnesses and this was all a fabrication, this was all a setup, nevertheless, just like Beis Din doesn't believe him about that, and their motzi mosel misa al pi eidim kedin, so included in the fact that Beis Din doesn't believe him that the eidim are false witnesses, they also don't believe him to the extent that he'd be absolved from saying vidui. In other words, part and parcel of the chiyuv misa is the vidui. In Memela, we don't believe him that the Edom are false witnesses. So as far as not being Mechayiv him Misa, so we're also not going to believe him as far as pattering him from Vidui. That's the Havamina. So Kamash Malan, no. Kamash Malan is that in the end, he doesn't have to say Vidui. But you see that that's the Tzuras HaMisa of the Chayiv him Misa is based on. Together with Vidui. And even according to the maskana, that he doesn't have to say it if they're mizumamim, there's still a shaychus between the vidui and the misis beisdin. So you see that no, if he says he's mizumim, you give him misis beisdin without vidui. So you see, in the Havamina, it's part and parcel of the Din Misa. And then in the Maskana, what do we see? We see, no. That if he says they're Mizumim, then he doesn't say Vidui. But that doesn't mean that there's no Shaychus between the Din Vidui and Mises Beis Din. There's still a connection between Vidui and Mises Beis Din, as we're going to explain. The Pasuk, Isha, is referring to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. She yisvade hachoyte v'havos hakorban. When they enter the Beis HaMikdash in impurity, or ate kachim with impurity. So the choyte has to be misvade when he brings a korban. And we darshan misvade shechota le'al alachatos kishikayemes lo achar shenishchito, etc. Ein b'mash yisvade yochad al abiyas HaMikdash minayin af misa krisus, etc. Rabbis mitzvah leisa say, etc. The rabbis mitzvah say, ein b'mash mevidu el yachid minayin af l'tzibor, hamas yisvadu ein mash mevidu el ba'aretz minayin af l'golus, misvadu savonim v'savon avoysam, v'hein daniel or melucha Hashem etztak avlon abon saponim, v'bnei mak yichatan ulach yachid v'zman she mivim, minayim v'zman she ein mivim, karban tamad loim el rabbis v'nishbo b'shem l'shek av amakal, rabbis kol chayvim mis yisvadu, yachid v'nerogan al pizom, lo amarti el vash v'nef v'nefesh hagi. We have this medrash that I just read out quickly that tells us a number of things. It tells us that vidui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and it's not totally about avos karban or kabbalas einish. To din klali, shekol chait, asher yechta adam mitzvah lav lesvados lifnei Hashem. That's why the Medrash darshins the Medrash darshins that. In the meantime, we only have bias mikdash, and then we darshin even mitzvah v'krisos, and even mitzvah asay, and even mitzvah lois asay. So we darshin all the mitzvahs, not a din dafka in getting a punishment. You say vidui no matter what. Not only that, but even in Chutz La'aretz, the Medrash darshins. You do it even in Chutz La'aretz when there's no Havas HaKorban. Chen chazinan od, chutz mizeh, v'im davar nosaf, shema. That even though it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, nevertheless, there's a special chiyuv on the mevi korban to be misvadeh. Ad shedarsh yusham asher chot ala shemisvadeh ala chattas, kol zman shikayemes. So as we read out, the darshan's on the carbon. So you're right. Chi Avidu is independent, it's not contingent on a korban, but if he's bringing a korban, he should say Vidu, there's a din mesuyim to say Vidu b'shas havas ha-korban, and the time is koidim shen nishchata. So now we're going to try to understand the Mitzvah Shem. In the next segment, we're going to try to understand the Sifri. The two limudim, we have a limud that is a din vidui klali, no matter what, I'm not contingent on whether or not there's an einesh. I can join that to the carbon, saying vidui no matter what. And there's another din that if he is bringing the carbon, the vidui has to bring beyond the carbon. V'nachnu rotzim b'shiur haba, b'chelek haba shel ha-shiur, v'yetor diuk, v'nachnu rotzim להעמיק בזה, ובינתיים ברוך השם זכינו לראות דברים חשובים מאוד, ובעזרת השם בשיעור הבא אנחנו נגדיר את הדברים ונראה נפלאות רבות ועצומות מתורת השם בעזרת השם. אז אנא הישארו עמי, נמשיך ביחד, השם שיגיב us למוח, לכוח, financial means, לשום כסחיים, everything we need in order to continue, because this is ממש so important and so geschmack. Thank you for listening. We know that we'll continue. Shalom, shalom.